This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. Generally, I have high regard for my fellow human beings. We are not perfect, and sometimes we face challenging situations. Sometimes we are stressed, and sometimes we are feeling that the whole world is out to get us. But even then, most of us try to do the right thing and come out feeling human, being human, and doing well, even under the circumstances that we have to deal with. However, the news items I have seen in the last few days just have me scratching my head. First of all, everybody knows how much abuse and embarrassment our nation took from the events at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, where our Marines and other military people were torturing prisoners, killing prisoners, and then proudly having pictures taken with the dead bodies. Shameful, shameful, shameful. And our nation is still paying the price in terms of the bad reputation we have, more than just what George Bush and his policies gave us. After all those events, you would think anybody with common sense would realize that they have to be extra careful in terms of their actions and how they might be perceived by the rest of the world in terms of how their actions translate into abuse and embarrassment for the United States, especially at this very critical state in world history, when we are actually running out of friends, we have started wars that we had no business starting, we are beginning to look like a power-hungry, crusading nation out to get wealth and power at the expense of other nations. In the meantime, within our own nation, we are beginning to feel more and more like we live in the Soviet Union, because our government is listening to our conversations. They have also just made an attempt to have internet emails intercepted. So any one of us emailing each other, the government is trying to track who is emailing whom. And this is just happening in our own backyard, in our own homes as Americans. So you would think that in this critical state of our history, our military, especially soldiers in Iraq, would have the common sense to know that their actions are going to be scrutinized, perhaps even unfairly, very, very seriously by everybody. So it is shocking, it is horrifying to know that our own Marines have been guilty, not just of torturing prisoners or something, they have actually gone into homes killing men, women, children, murdering them in cold blood, literally massacring people. And that was happening even though Abu Ghraib and other scandals were still going on. We are still getting abused for Guantanamo Bay. And in the meantime, we have no end in sight in Afghanistan or Iraq, where most of the people in those countries are now beginning to turn against us. So against that backdrop, to have the Marines going out committing murder, and then for 5 or 6 months to go by before our government actually takes some action, because there was cover up at every stage. At every stage, officials, military, and the government were covering up the facts. And even our own government claims that it heard about this stuff from newspapers, from the media, from people like my fellow journalists who took it upon themselves to expose what was going on. So it is shameful, shameful, shameful to see that nobody has learned the lesson, that there are still people out there who will carry out these kinds of massacres. They will carry out this kind of evil action that one would have expected from the old Soviet Union or the Nazis or somebody else like that. I just cannot understand how this was allowed to happen, why the investigators who got to the scene, which was said to have been caused by a roadside bomb, but dead bodies were found inside their homes with gunshot wounds to their heads at close range. Nobody raised a red flag. Nobody said, gee, I need to look into this. Gee, Mr. Defense Secretary or Mr. General or Mr. Brigadier or whoever they are reporting to, we need to look into this. Nobody did that. Nobody cared, because it was just the dead bodies of some Iraqis. And who really cares? Because they don't have names, they don't have faces. Who cares if they're dead and buried in the sand? And that really is shameful. That is not how America is supposed to be. That is not what our nation stands for. That is not what our military should stand for. It just pains my heart and leaves me scratching my head. What do you think? Is this how you expected our nation to be behaving at a time of war? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.